I'm Nicole Libus. Later today, Democrats take control of the U.S. House of Representatives. It's anticipated the presumptive Speaker Nancy Pelosi will introduce legislation to reopen the government and end the partial shutdown. It would not include the $5 billion President Trump has demanded for a wall along the U.S. southern border. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has hinted that's a non-starter.
We're interested in bringing up something. The House has passed. 60 senators will support, and the president will sign. In other words, make a law.
The legislation would fund all agencies through September and the Department of Homeland Security through February. It would not include money for a border wall, but by temporarily funding Homeland Security, it would spin off the issue from the rest of the funding dispute for separate negotiations. U.S. President Donald Trump dismissed Syria as nothing but sand and death, defending his decision to withdraw U.S. troops from the country and deriding what he called America's endless wars. He criticized top military commanders' strategy in Afghanistan as well.
We have an area that I brought up with our generals 4 or 5 weeks ago, where Taliban is here, ISIS is here, and they're fighting each other. I said, why don't you let them fight? Why are we getting in the middle of it? I said, let them fight. They're both our enemies. Let them fight. Sir, we want to do it. They go in and they end up fighting both of them. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
The president commented Wednesday before his first cabinet meeting of the year came during a lengthy and wide-ranging session with the media as Pat Shanahan, the country's new acting defense secretary, sat with him. A record number of migrants from Africa arrived in Spain via the Mediterranean Sea in 2018. According to the International Organization for Migration, Spain took in just over 57,000 people from the start of the year until December 26. That's an average of 160 per day. This is VOA News. Saudi Arabia says it held an initial court appearance Thursday for 11 people charged in connection with the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The Washington Post columnist and critic of Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman was killed October 2nd after visiting the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. The official Saudi press agency said prosecutors demanded proper punishments for the accused, including the death penalty for five of the defendants. Prosecutor's office says it's continuing to investigate and has requested authorities in Turkey provide any evidence they have, but so far, Saudi Arabia says Turkey has not responded to that request. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Wednesday demanded answers from Moscow over the detention of Paul Whelan, a former Marine Russia says is a U.S. spy. Reuters' Vanessa Johnston has more.
The RIA news agency reporting Wednesday American consular officials have been allowed to contact him. Whelan's family firmly denying the espionage charges against him, saying he had been visiting Moscow for the wedding of a former fellow Marine, releasing a statement on Twitter saying his innocence is undoubted and we trust that his rights will be respected. His brother David told CNN Paul Whelan has been to Russia many times for both work and personal trips. Borg Warner, a Michigan-based automotive parts supplier, says Whelan is the company's director for global security, overseeing their facilities around the world.
Reuters' Vanessa Johnston reporting there. Apple has rattled Wall Street with a warning it will fall short of quarterly revenue projections because of lower-than-expected sales of its iPhone models. AP's Jackie Quinn explains.
It was just October when Apple investors were buying in with high hopes for those new high-priced Apple iPhones. But signals that they weren't selling all that well plunged Apple shares down about 32% since then. And now with the company warning it won't meet revenue projections, analysts are warning that something needs to change. CEO Tim Cook says they are planning to expand financing options and trade-in policies, and they want investors to look at not just iPhone sales, but also music streaming, app-related commissions, and repair operations. Still, the company estimates annual revenue will fall 5% from the previous year's level. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Chinese state media say a space probe made its first ever successful landing on the far side of the moon. China Central Television announced Thursday the Chang'e-4's probe touched down just weeks after it was launched early last month in southern China. Shortly after landing, it sent a photo of the lunar surface to the relay satellite, which was launched last May in the first phase of the mission. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.